Hi, good evening, everybody. This is a Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to say hello and wish everybody that everybody's doing well. Tonight I'd like to talk to you about projectors. We've been doing a lot of work with the projectors, and what I've been doing is actually seeing the energy of the projector. These are the wall projectors. The wall projectors, I've got three of them up on the wall and one on my desk. And what happens is that the projectors that I have actually, they're doing very, very well. And the energy itself is really remarkable, because what happens is that every pyramid on the projector is actually firing. And it's quite interesting that it really, really works very, very well. The light of the projector itself is very strong. In other words, the light is very pure light. It reaches out about 2 or 3 inches per pyramid, and there are a lot of pyramids on the projectors. I would say at least 200 on the front of the projectors, and each one fires, and I'm looking at the side of it now, remote viewing into my room, and actually looking at the light coming off. It's almost like a little beam about 2 or 3 inches long. There is, in the center of the projector, and the projector is about 9 inches long and about 5 inches wide. And it's quite powerful. In the center of the room is a tremendous ball of light. The light is extremely bright. It's a ball of light about 6 inches in diameter, and it's round. And it's not, I would say it looks almost like a sphere, but it's round. It's a round sphere that's emitting light, and that light is jumping off the sphere right now as I'm looking at it. There is in the center of the ball of light just pure light, and that's in my room. It's in my fantasy room. I'm taking them off the wall tomorrow morning and moving them over to my office. Now, my office, I had to move out of my home, and I do massages in that room, and it's really interesting because the energy that emits from that room just from the projectors, I have a vortex which is 5 miles high and 6 miles wide. I've had friends of mine who get off the expressway, which is about 4.5 miles from here, and they can actually feel the energy of the projector all the way about 4.5, maybe 5 miles away. And as they get closer to my home, it emits a tremendous amount of energy, and that's what it does, and it's quite powerful. When I have clients on my table in my room, the projector itself just clears everything in the room. The light that emits from it actually cleanses and clears everything in the room. I've had the room disappear only once in the past 2 years that I've had it. In other words, what I'm saying is that the room actually disappears. The whole room, it was gone. The only thing that was emitting in the room were the stones in the projector. And all I saw was the outside world. And the outside world in a different dimension had trees, it had streams, it had sky, and I was actually looking at eternity. And that's the word that I got, was eternity. So you can do a lot with these projectors, and they are holographic. The words that I'm trying to tell you is that what happened was it was emitting such strong energy that the room actually disappeared. The client and I, if you had walked into my home, actually it was in my business, if you had walked into my business that I had 3 years ago, you would have seen nothing. I mean, everything was gone. I mean, the room, everything was emitting out of the room and in the room, and it just we were gone. I mean, we were actually gone out of the universe or out of the dimensional realm of being able to see us. And ever since then, it's been extremely profound and extremely powerful. And so the work that I've been able to do is quite interesting. The first day that I put up the projectors in my room, I was able to see three Andromedans in the room. One was 6 feet tall, the other was about 8 feet tall, and the other one was 9 feet tall. And they stayed in my room for, I would say the better part of most of the day. And they were watching me as I was working on my clients. They were emitting such beautiful energy. It was like nothing I've ever felt before. And the second day that I had the projectors up, I came in the room myself, and there was one Andromedan that was about 9 feet tall. He put out his hand, and I was actually taken right to Andromeda. I was standing in front of a council. They were asking me a lot of questions. When they were finished asking me questions, they put me in a cylinder. It looked something like a crystal, you know, a large crystal, for a better word, something like a crystal bed. I was put in a solution of, it looked like water. I was underneath the water and breathing in it. There wasn't any stopping. There wasn't any emotional or any kind of feeling that I had to go through, other than when I came out of this water, my chakras were twice as big, and my mitochondria was twice as big. So the mitochondria is in the inner part of the cell, in the center of the cell, and it's part of the atomic structure of the cell, and it emits tremendous energy. So I've been able to do some really wild work and having a lot of fun with it too. And all the time that I was doing all this, I was telling Dr. Fred all the information on the third day. On the third day, when I was working with the projectors, it started to calm down a little bit. I was getting used to the amount of energy that was being emitted in my room. And now, before I had the projectors, to give you an idea, I was able to see, as I was working with my clients, I was able to see under the table. I was able to see over the table. I was able to see my clients. I was able to see in the body. I would be able to see the cells. I was able to see the atomic structure. And then, of course, with the projectors, I was able to see a lot more. I was able to see the blood flowing. I was able to see actually the blood emitting a pulse from the heart going through the veins. And it was very, very interesting. And I would see the particles in the blood. And then actually what happened was is that as I was working with them and I was running my hands over, the blood would actually be purified. So it's really crazy, and it's a wonderful thing that I've been able to get in touch with. As I said before, before I had the projectors, I was able to see the angels coming in the room. I was able to see the presence of shamans, rabbis, priests, different things of that nature. I had people coming in with lightning emitting from their hands. I was able to see an awful lot in the room, and especially in the body, where I was able to remote view instantaneously 4 feet above the body and watch the oxygen going in through the body. It was very, very interesting to see. And the amount of oxygen that was going into the chakras. Now, oxygen looks white, but it's got a lot of blue energy in it. And that energy was emitting from heaven, and it was going into the body. I mean, it was just so beautiful to see this kind of energy that was going into the body. The chakras themselves, I guess I see them on a different dimensional realm, and the chakras themselves look like diamonds. They fire constantly, and with diamonds, I was able to see the colors, and the colors were emitting from the chakras were just looking like a diamond. They were just beautifully profounded colors. And then they would turn pure white, and then they would turn the colors of diamonds again. So the chakras were firing all the time, and as I was working with my clients, I was emitting this energy to allow them, or I was getting out of my way to allow the energy to go through me, and to go into clients and to be able to clear them, instantaneously of all the junk, in their system, the toxins, it's very, very interesting to see how the body is cleansed. My clients did not have, 2 or 3 days where they went through toxic withdrawal. Things were happening instantaneously where things were being cleared. At some point in the future, I'll be able to tell you what I've done with cancer and what I've done with other things, but right now I'm being told not to say anything on the air, so that's sort of where I'm at with that. But there's a lot of different things that you can do, and please try to remember what I'm saying to you is that everybody that has any kind of life, anybody that has any kind of energy, you can do this. It's not difficult. God gives everybody gifts. We can reach those gifts with compassion. It's so important that we clear ourselves for the way for compassion. Compassion and love and harmony are so important in the universe. The universe itself, the way that I see it, the scale of energy, when I went through my heart, I was out of my heart for 7 years, and I was in the universe, and the universe is dark. And the one thing I need to tell you, there is much love and harmony and compassion in the universe as there is in heaven. It's the same thing. It's identical. Everything that works with heaven has got that love and harmony and compassion in it. So to take a look at black, black is not bad. In some cases, yes, if you're dealing with something that is negative, yes. But I deal with only love and harmony and compassion. And I was taught by the universe that that energy is there, that we can use that, that we are the universe, we are heaven, we are gods, we are everything that you ever wanted to be. We just need to open up to that energy, and the way to open up to the energy is to be truthful with yourself, is to allow yourself to feel the compassion, allow yourself to be able to feel the truth of who you are. Things change. When you get in touch with that kind of energy, the cells change, the atomic structure changes, your mind changes, everything changes. And the best thing about it is it's free. It doesn't cost anything. I'm on the air here telling you what it looks like and how it looks like and how to begin to be able to get in touch with all this. It's not a hidden secret. It's not as big of a secret as people think that it is. It's just a matter of opening yourself up, letting yourself go, and feeling the universe around you and inside yourself. I remember about a year ago, I was working on a client, and I heard a cell in my wrist say, "Come, come." And I looked at it, and it was a beam of light coming from my wrist, and I was allowed to go in that. When I went into the beam of light that was emitting from the cell, what happened was it looked like an egg yolk, like an egg white. And I went into that yolk, and as soon as I went into the yolk, I was taken through a wormhole, and that wormhole took me about a minute, or I would say a minute, maybe a minute 30 seconds to get to the center. And in the center of the cell was the entire universe. One cell emitting from my body, I saw the entire universe in this one cell. And that one cell is being replaced in the body all the time. Can you imagine that kind of energy that emits in our body? And everybody has that. Everybody can, you know, to be able to, you'd be able to feel it and see it if you're truly open and be able to understand that it's all there, that we can actually reach that kind of dharma, that we can reach that kind of height of energy. It's not hard to do. All you need to do is to be open and let go and let God. It's so important. Why God showed me this, the only thing I could think of is that it's so, the only word I can use is compassion. To be able to see, to be able to do whatever God wants me to do, and to do it freely and unequivocally. And that's what life is all about. And that's, I believe that we can all reach that height. I believe that, we can actually reach a higher height. But, that's as high as I've gone. So, there are people that are way above me, and there are people that are below me. And I think it's wonderful that we can, you know, admit to ourselves that there's so much more to learn. There's so much more to life to understand. And it's very important to realize that we can be in touch with whatever we want to do. And it's just a wonderful way of being. If anybody needs some healing, this is what my program is about. If anybody needs some healing, please don't hesitate to call. I'm more than happy to help you on the air. That's what we're all about. And I know that last night I was on the phone. We were discussing a lot of things about the flamethrower. I was on Dr. Fred's show last night, and we were discussing the flamethrower and how that works. And the flamethrower is in my new room, my new massage room. And what I'm doing there is I've had the flamethrower up for 2 weeks, and it emits tremendous energy. I've seen the aura of the flamethrower, and the aura itself is quite, quite bright. I've seen it fire tremendous energy from the center of the flamethrower, which turned completely white-yellow. It was quite beautiful to see when I was working on one of my clients. And another client, I could feel the energy, and they could feel the energy going in 1 foot, which would be the left foot, actually go through the body, come out the top of the head, which was pure white light, come down the other leg. And what was happening at the same time is that there is a purification chamber in the inside, in the center of the flamethrower, and it was emitting pure white light. And what happens is it takes the energy, the negative energy, out of the body and emits it back as pure white light. So in other words, it comes out so fast that I can't see it, but I do see the light. I do see the white light between the 2 points of the crystals. And there is a, I think it's I'm trying to think of the word. It's almost like the necklace, except it doesn't have the bridge on it. And, that's also connected to one of the part of the purification chamber. And again, that light is emitting a pure white light, so it's cleared very quickly. Now, Fred and I, we were discussing Semjazi. What happened was, is that Semjazi, Fred, and two of his friends were in a truck. True story. You can read this on Paradigm.com when you get to the flamethrower. What happened was they were taken into the desert, if I remember correctly, by Semjazi. And what happened was she said in 1 hour, and I remember last night Fred saying it was 15 minutes, that a ship would be coming down and it would be filled with grays and it would aim right towards the windshield. Well, what happened was is that Semjazi, being very, very powerful and a Palladian, the flamethrower is Palladium advanced technology, which was given to Fred, and he designed it the way that he was told to do by the Palladians, by Semjazi. And he was given the feeling, and the other three people... Hello?
Hello, Steve. How are you doing this
morning? Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Can I help you there?
Yeah, you can. I had emergency surgery.
Okay. Could you do me a favor? Could you speak up just a smidge?
Okay. I had emergency surgery Friday before last.
Yes.
And I don't think it's working, or I don't think it worked. And it's got to do with my abdomen,
yes,
my intestines, and a hernia.
Okay.
And I'm feeling horrible, and I'm hoping that maybe you can do something for that.
Is that on the right side, honey?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at it. Your heart's opening right now a lot more. You should be able to feel that. Do you feel white light going through the top of your head already?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. That energy is going down your aorta, and it's going down both your legs, and now it's over on the right side. You should be able to feel that starting to heal right now. Can you feel that on the right side?
That I can't feel.
You can't feel. Give me 1 second because it's starting to work. You should feel a lot of white light between the crease in your leg and the upper part or the lower part of the abdomen. In other words, what I'm talking about is the lower part of the leg, the upper part of the leg and the lower part of your torso. Can you feel that energy now?
I can feel a little.
Okay, good, good. Okay, let's just... Okay, do you mind if I enter your body?
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, thank you. You should be able to feel me down there now. I'm just going right through your abdomen. I'm looking at, good, I'm in touch with it now. You should be able to feel that energy just above the crease of your leg and the lower part of your abdomen. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. Hang in there with me. We're changing colors of it right now. Just let yourself go. Okay. I'll tell you what's happening. There's a lot of healing going on. But besides that, to give you an idea that it's working, are you seeing things closer around you? In other words, are you seeing almost like a magnification of your eyes?
Kinda, yes.
Yes, good, good. What's happening is that you're being given some kind of energy to allow you to see things closer, to actually see things in true reality.
Okay.
Okay. Can you feel that down to your knee and almost up to your I would say almost up to your liver. Can you feel that energy?
Yes, I can.
Good there. Good. It's turning white. It's slowly working. Are you holding the phone with your right hand?
No, with my left one.
With your left one. Okay. Do me a favor. I need you to take a look at your right hand.
Okay.
Have you ever been able to see energy before?
Off and on.
Okay.
Usually when I'm in a lot of pain, I can't.
Okay. Take a look at your right hand now. You should see almost white light in the center of your hand. Can you see that?
I could see something faintly.
Good. That's all that it takes. This is your first vision of it. I want you to take your hand and put it right on where your operation was.
Okay.
you should be able to feel that tingling even more.
Yeah.
Good. Just keep it there. You're healing yourself, honey. You're being given energy to be able to heal. Okay, this is what's happening and what I'm seeing. Your mind is quieting down. You should be able to see perfect vision right now. And your mind is calm. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good there. How does that feel now?
It feels better.
Good. Good. Okay, what's happening so you'll know is that you're being completely centered. Your mind's quiet. And you're being able to, given the healing touch, to be able to help other people as you're helping yourself.
Okay.
How does it feel to you?
I am feeling better, and I'm not so tense.
Yes.
Very more relaxed than I've been.
Yes. You're doing this yourself, dear. I mean, I'm showing you how to do it, but we cleansed it up, but what's happening right now is that you're cleaning yourself.
Oh, okay.
The way to do that is your mind has to be absolute. And what I'm talking about is that your mind can't be cluttered with junk.
Yes, okay.
And you should be able to feel that your mind is very clear right now.
Yes, it is.
Crystal clear. That's a good start. Can you stand up and walk around and see how that feels now?
Yeah, give me a second.
Sure.
Oh, it's a little bit easier getting up.
Good.
I'd say it's about 50% better.
Good. What I want you to do is take your hand, put it about 4 feet in front of you.
Okay.
And I want you to move your hand back and forth maybe a quarter of an inch. You'll be able to feel an aura around you. That's it, yes. Yeah, you're doing great.
Okay.
Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. That's healing power. Okay. Everybody has that. You've just been open to it. You've been privy to be able to feel that energy around you.
Okay.
Just give me a minute or two here, and then we'll how does that feel to you, dear?
I'm feeling okay.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Good. Now, you should be able to feel that energy right below your belly button, about 2 inches below your belly button. It's going up to your head. Can you feel the connection between the belly button and the top of your head? Can you feel the energy?
Yes, I can.
Okay. What I want you to do is just open your mouth and make a smile. Because
okay.
What you're doing is being in touch with your inner smile and your outer smile.
Oh, okay.
And that's a connection that everybody's looking for. And it's so easy to find. All you need to do is smile. Touch your belly button 2 inches below. You don't have to do that because you're all connected now. But what you do is that if you smile, you're going to feel tremendous light emitting from your innards right now and traveling right through your whole body. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. What I've been doing is the last 3 months is to be able to bring light down from heaven. And usually what I've been telling people to do is let that light go down to the center of the earth. Now, if you look between your feet, you're going to see a ball of light. Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
That ball of light is coming and emitting from the center of the earth. So what we're doing right now is that I brought down a pillar of light right down in front of you that's going to the center of the earth. The light from the center of the earth is coming up You should be able to feel that at your feet right now. Can you feel
yes.
that? Good.
Yes, I can.
This is what I've been doing for people around the world. I think we have 14 million people that listen. So what you're doing is just making a better connection between Mother Earth and Heaven. And you're emitting that kind of energy and bringing that to the surface, and that raises the vibration of the surface of the planet, the inner part of the planet, and yourself. How does that feel?
I do feel better.
Good, honey. That'll stay with you.
Okay.
That should stay with you for a while. Do you meditate?
I do a little bit. Since this has happened, I've really been off balance. I'm so worried about what's going on that I haven't been able to quiet the mind.
Okay, your mind should be quiet now.
Yes.
What I'm going to tell you is that what happened 5 minutes ago is no longer. What is happening now is what's happening now. The change is so fast that some people don't believe what happens, but it's happening. It's actually, you're feeling a lot better.
Yes.
What you need, thank you. What you need to do is allow yourself to feel the feeling that you have now, because that's the feeling that you have that will not go back the same way as it did before.
Okay.
Okay, so allow yourself to feel that. Now, what I would like you to do, if you can, is just take your hand, and so people will know that they can actually feel this, and put your hand right in the pillar of light coming down from heaven. It's right in front of you, so you can put your hand there. That's it. You should be able to feel that almost up to your wrist. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
What does it feel like to you?
It's very tingly, very rather strong.
Yes.
But it's definitely tingly.
Yes. Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
I'm not going to say anything for 1 minute. Could you put down the phone and just put both your hands in there, please?
Yes.
And then come back to me in 1 minute.
Okay.
Thank you. That's it. For those of you that are in advanced energy, you should be able to feel
that.
Okay,
I do feel it in both my arms.
Yes. What I was saying, for the people that are advanced in energy, their consciousness should have opened up even more. Whoever was on the radio, the WWBBS radio, should be able to feel that energy opening up. Even if you're not into advanced work, you should be able to feel. Now, you should be able to feel a lot of energy around your body, and you should be able to feel your consciousness very raised at this moment. Can you feel that?
I do.
Good, honey. Anytime you need this kind of energy, you can actually ask the light to come down. It's pretty strong. And try to build that for yourself. And use that energy, because that energy is there for you.
Oh, okay.
Now, what happened was, is I'll tell you a story. I was invited out to Dr. Fred's house in during the summer months. And we did this at a place out in about 5 miles from his home. And what I had was, I think there were about 30 people there, and I brought down 3 pillars of heavenly light, and as everybody put their hands in these 3 pillars, in about 2 or 3 minutes, their faces were getting burnt, and their ears were getting burnt, so everybody left with a little bit of a sunburn. It was quite interesting. So how does that feel to you? That energy should be really, really pretty good for you right now.
I'm feeling fantastic.
Wonderful, honey. Wonderful. And that's everything that I do. Well, it's not everything I do, but...
Oh, that's fantastic, though. I feel like my life force has been brought back in.
Good, honey. Good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. So, if you have some more friends, have them tune in to me one of these nights. And
oh, I do.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you, Steve.
No,
oh,
God bless you too, dear.
Okay.
Remember, try to use as much compassion and love and harmony as you possibly can.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that's the energy that I've been teaching on the program for the last 3 months. What I would like people to do is start using that kind of energy that is being brought down from heaven. This is free stuff. I'm not charging for this. This is a God-given gift. And what we're doing is that we're trying to get people at a higher rate of consciousness and to allow people to expand and allow their minds to be crystal clear, allow them to be grounded and open up to the reality of realities. And it works. It really, really works. And it's simple. It's not hard. It's not complex. It's complex only if you want to make it complex. And that's not the idea. God wants everything to be simple. If there's anybody else out there that needs some healing, please don't hesitate to call me. Again, that's what this program is all about, and I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can, and to teach you as much as I can, and maybe you can teach me. So that would be a lot of fun to do on the program. So please don't hesitate to give me a call. But let's get back to the flamethrower. I bought it from Fred about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's quite powerful. It has two sides. One side brings in the energy, the other side takes out the energy. But what I'm doing now is I'm starting to play with the flamethrower and have the energy come in and go out on one side. So there's nothing that we can't do. What we need to do is just do it. And we need to use as much uniqueness as we possibly can. So our minds are extremely, extremely powerful. I can't tell you how powerful the mind is because I don't even know it myself. It's a lot of it's untouched territory. We need to get out of our own way. And to do that is actually a wonderful feeling because you're doing a gift, a service. You're opening up to God's will. You're opening up to allow yourself to be taught by God by giving up the feeling that you have to learn everything on the planet, that everything has to be tested and retested, and you have to know the answers, and you've got to know why. That's not necessary. That's not what God wanted. God wanted everything to be simple. And the three things that I got was, try not to comprehend. Make no judgments. The third one, I'm trying to think of it. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Greg.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Yeah, I really like your show. And
thank you.
I have a bit of a problem right now. And I don't know. I think maybe the energy that you pull through could help me.
Okay. Could you speak up a little, Greg, please?
Yeah. I can hardly hear you too. So
yeah, thanks.
A few years ago, I broke my pelvis.
Okay.
And that is healed, but I had a lot of complications from it.
Okay.
And I was numb at one time. I was totally paralyzed from my waist down.
Yeah.
But I'm not paralyzed any longer. But there's a lot of problems with my pelvic floor.
Okay.
And it's really interfering with me kind of getting back into things, into life. It's just one thing after another. Does that give you enough to go on?
Yes. What's happening right now, you should be able to feel your heart opening up.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What we're doing is we're taking that energy. It's going down your body right now. And it's going into the pelvic floor on the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just get this, and there we go. That's it. Just let your mind clear. That's it. That's it. Let that depression out. Good. As you're letting the depression out, you should be able to feel yourself becoming more grounded right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, what you're doing is letting the depression out. You're letting knowledge in. You're letting knowledge in. More important than that, you're letting light in. Let everything go, Greg. Just let everything... Is it Craig?
Greg.
Greg. Let everything go, Greg. That's it. You should be able to feel very intense. You should be able to feel that you're inside all the way down in your pelvic area. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I feel very warm also.
Good. Good. That's the energy that's coming down from heaven. Good. Now you should be able to feel on your left-hand side things clearing right now. Can you feel that?
I feel a movement of energy.
Good.
I don't feel it as necessarily a clearing, but
it's clearing.
Yeah, I know.
Clearing.
It is. Yeah, I can tell.
Right. Just trust yourself. Trust yourself and let go. You're going to heal yourself. Good. Just let your mind become more centered and let go. That's it. Don't be afraid of it. This is all new for you. Good. You should be able to feel your mind very, very crisp, clear, and focused right now. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Let's put energy into your pelvic area. That's it. Allow that energy to drop down into the pelvic area. You're very close to the pelvic area. What we're doing is we're taking your consciousness into the pelvic area now. You should be able to feel yourself calming down as you're clearing. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
You guess?
I feel.
Tell me what you're feeling.
I can't even describe how I'm feeling. I feel very altered right now.
Right, you're in an altered state right
now.
You're in a very, very different dimension. You'll come back to where you were before, but you'll be a lot more open. Good. Can you see more light emitting from the pelvic area now? You should be able.
Yeah, there's a beam of light.
Right.
Actually.
Good. Allow that to clear. You don't have to aim it. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is to believe in yourself and allow yourself to open up to clear yourself. You're doing a beautiful job. Did you hear the young lady was on before?
I did.
Okay. That beam of light is right in front of you. Are you using the left hand or right hand to hold the telephone?
I'm using the left hand.
Okay, do me a favor. Take your right hand and slowly move it right into the pillar of light right in front of you and tell me what you feel.
It feels like my hand is kind of shifted and it's kind of dissolved. But it, most of all, I feel it. A very tangible energy feel.
Great.
I can't describe
that's
it otherwise.
Okay. You don't have to explain it other than you're feeling it. Now look down between your legs. You should be able to see a ball of light. Can you see that?
Yes.
That's the light right at the center of the earth. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is that energy that's right in front of you is going to the center of the earth. What you're doing is bringing up more power for yourself from the center of the earth, more love, more compassion, and more feeling. And that's going through your body, and that's healing you right now. You should be able to feel everything almost disappearing as we're speaking. Can you feel that? Can you feel
especially
yourself?
My hand, it disappeared. But
okay, good, good. What I would like you to do is just put down the phone for about 30 seconds and put your other hand in that beam of light right in front of you.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you. I don't know if everybody was able to hear that big he was just emitting.
Okay.
How does that feel?
It was very strong.
Yes.
I needed to use both hands to do that.
Right. What you're doing is that you're opening up to more life. You're opening up to more energy. And you should be very, very clear. The pain in your pelvic area should be gone.
Yeah. You know, I never had any pain in it at all.
Okay. How do you feel in the pelvic area?
It feels like there's a lot of energy there.
Yes.
It doesn't feel better. It doesn't feel worse.
Okay.
It feels just very energetic.
Yes. That energy will help heal it.
Okay.
You need to believe in yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. What you're doing is that you're healing yourself. Take your hand, your right hand, mm-hmm. or whatever hand you're not using, and put it on your pelvic area. In other words, put it right above your private parts.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to feel the energy going in almost twice as much just by putting it right above your private parts.
Right.
How does that feel?
It's, I had a big jolt at first.
Yes. And allow that energy to flow into you. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, and I'm really hot and almost sweaty.
I bet you are. I bet you are. As you were hearing that energy, as I was putting on a show for Dr. Fred, people's faces were getting hot and they were actually getting a little burnt. That energy is straight from heaven. That's the real stuff. So what you're doing is emitting that energy from heaven down to the center of the earth, and you're bringing that energy from the center of the earth back up to the floor of the earth and healing the earth and healing yourself all at the same time. How does that feel?
It feels very, very nice.
Good. Good. Make no judgments. Try not to comprehend, and don't hold on to anything. I know it's hard to do.
I was going to ask you a question, but I
lost it. Oh, ask me, please.
I wanted to ask about the projector.
Yes, sure.
I'm not sure what it is.
Well, the projectors. This is something that the Andromedans gave to Fred. Now, Fred's a traveler, so he doesn't speak it, but he's been around here. He's been around the block or two a couple times. But what happens is that the projector was designed by the Andromedans, and then he made up the design so we could understand it and feel it. Understand it in terms of there it is. All you need to do is not know how it's made, but just to be able to look at it and say, I need more love, I need more compassion, I need more kindness, whatever the case may be. Everybody that I talk to on the radio, they want more money, but they never ask for compassion, they never ask for love. It's always more money, and I guess a lot of people need it, but the thing that I would do, the projectors project the energy of the universe right to you. And what I've done is, do you remember when you said that you put your hand in there and it disappeared?
Yeah.
That's from the projectors. what happens is you become the projector and the projector becomes you, and you can actually make things disappear right in front of yourself. So if your intent is pure and if your intent is perfect, that stuff will happen.
Is there a way that I could get more information about it?
Sure. If you look up on Paradigm, you'll see the holographic projector or the Andromedan projector.
Okay.
Now, the work that I'm doing and showing you and your hand disappearing, you might not be able to find that on there. That's really advanced stuff. But what you need to do is to start realizing that the universe itself is really profound, and we just need to get in touch with it and allow ourselves to understand that we can do anything that we want to do as long as it's life-affirming.
Very good.
But please read that, and you'll get a lot of information. I know his daughter, I think, slightly disappeared in his fantasy room also, which is in Laguna Beach. He put on quite a show. He just moved to Comecula, which is about 40 miles inland, and he's setting up a whole area to do it's called the X1 healing machine, and he needed a lot of space to do that in, but I guess I was very lucky to be there to see the show at his house. But neither here nor there, how do you feel? You should be able to feel a lot better right now.
I think it would take me a little bit of time to really notice the difference.
Good, that's okay.
The pelvis, but overall, I feel very, very good. I feel very...
You should feel very calm and relaxed.
Yeah.
Can you feel your consciousness even more?
Yeah.
Now, your consciousness is up back in your head again. It's not in the same area. And if you look down, you're going to feel further away from the center of the earth. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So what we've done is just open you up to a different dimension, a very high spectrum dimension, and taking you there and allow you to be healed in a different way. So use this energy that's around you, and that pillar of light will stay with you for quite some time, and you can ask for that. It's a God-given gift.
Okay. I will do so.
Absolutely.
And I thank you very much.
Oh, I'm so glad that you called.
Give
me a call some other time. Pardon me?
I'm so glad that you're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Love and light.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. So anyhow, let's get back to the flamethrower again. The light that emits from the flamethrower, all this that I'm telling you about is, I suspect at some point that the flamethrower will become me, and I will become the flamethrower. All this information that I'm giving you is that we can make these connections just by letting go and using our intent, which is really, really important to do. I think it's very, very important that people realize the amount of energy that can be performed by us alone, and to be able to heal other people. Now, the work I'm doing, I imagine by now you guess is extremely advanced, but what I'm saying is that all you need to do is make these connections. In a few years, you'll be able to do the same thing. Just allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to let go and let God filter through you. You know, just allow that energy to come down. After all these months of using the pillar of light and the people that have wanted this pillar of light, they should be able to feel that in front of them. This is a gift from heaven. It's not from me, it's from heaven. And God wants you to know that it's a gift, and he loves you so much. You know, just, he's our Father, and there's nothing he won't do for you. I'm not Jesus, I'm not Moses, I'm just Steve Barish. I'm not in that class of people. I don't presume to be. I'm just a good person trying to show other good people that you can be in touch with all this loveliness, and it's not difficult to do. If your faces are getting hot now and your hands feel a little tingly and hot, it's because you've been standing in this tremendous energy that God has given us. And the consciousness level is going to go way up. So I think you should be able to feel that. I'm sorry that Dr. Bell is so busy moving things around. He's quite a busy guy, but I would love to have heard this program tonight. But I know if he's out there, he's doing quite well. He's just so busy doing things. We've become very close. So as a matter of fact, I'm working for him now in terms of his products. I really believe in his stuff, and that's what I'm doing. And with the projectors, as I said, you become the projector becomes you. But the first thing we need to do is connect to our intent, connect to our own loveliness. Now, if you heard that young lady that I was talking to before, is that she was connecting with her smile. The smile, Dantian, whatever you want to call it, is 2 inches below the belly button. What you need to do is just take that light that's in the belly button and smile with your face and make a connection. This is not hard stuff to do. It's extremely simple. So please listen next week. Maybe we'll talk about the smile, and maybe we'll talk about how to stand in the light, how to stand in perfect access to be able to bring all this energy to yourself. And it's all easy to do. So if you guys want to tune in next week, please do. I'm more than happy to show you all that I know in terms of energy. I don't hide anything because there's nothing to hide. All we need to do is grow and love each other and be compassionate with each other. And that's what life is all about. So tonight, thank you so much. I just want to thank Dr. Valerie and Dr. Fred for being such dear friends, and to all my clients that are listening, I love you very much, and to everybody else that's listening, I love you guys very much too, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.